The annual Books in Bloom Literary Festival Sunday in Eureka Springs will include writers with experience in both science and science fiction. The annual fundraiser for the Carroll and Madison County Public Library Foundation is Sunday afternoon from noon until 5 at the 1886 Crescent Hotel and Spa in Eureka. One of the writers scheduled to appear is Marcus Sakey. Marcus has written fiction about cops, savants, criminals, and in his latest novel, a possible scenario for what could happen after we're gone. In it, a deceased FBI agent discovers work against criminal elements doesn't necessarily end after he's dead. The book, After Life, is being turned into a Ron Howard-directed movie. Marcus Sakey is also known for his deep experiential research for some of his books, actually finding out what it's like to be pepper sprayed or to go diving for sunken treasure. This week, we reach Marcus Sakey at his Chicago home, and he told us the process for After Life began with a dream.
Where I was wandering Chicago, where I live, and it was this abandoned place. And I realized in that dream way you do that I just realized I was dead in it. And it wasn't a nightmare. It was just kind of interesting.
Matter of fact.
But then I woke up, and I'm laying next to my wife, you know, my partner of 20 years, and I had this... I sort of extended it. It's like, what if I was in this space and she was there, but I couldn't see her or interact with her, you know, in any way. And that's sort of when the dream became a nightmare. And you look for juice like that as a writer.
Well, what I love about Afterlife is it takes a what if that, I mean, if we're honest, we've all probably thought at some point, what is there after this existence? But it takes it to a place that, as far as I know, no one's really explored before.
I sure hope not. I wanted to do a very distinct version that gave me some space to explore a lot of questions and questions of identity and morality and the actions we take. And at the same time, I wanted to present it as though it was fact without being in any way religious. You know, to me, part of the point is throughout all of this, they still don't have any more answers than we do now. You know, they know what comes next. That doesn't mean they know how the universe is organized or what comes after this.
Well, and that's what I find both highly intriguing and highly frightening about Afterlife is that, you know, we often think, well, whatever does come after, you know, we're off this realm, well, that's it, and we have the answers. And then you think, well, there's no guarantee of that.
No, exactly. This could we could be as clueless in the next. And that was a big part of the what if that grabbed me was we do assume that at the end, you know, after we die, we will get answers. And if you're religious, that's heaven or judgment or seeing your loved ones. If you're not, it's a long and dreamless sleep. But it's interesting just to imagine, it's like, what if you land and there is no instruction manual and there's a world that you never imagined and a new set of rules, but it isn't, it doesn't come with a voice telling you what everything means.
When you're writing something like this, or whether it's the Brilliance Trilogy or any of your books, what parameters, what rules do you set for yourself or for your characters?
Well, that's a really interesting question. For myself, it always has to make sense. There has to be a consistent logic, even in the context of a new world that I'm building. So you mentioned my previous books, the Brilliance Trilogy, and that one, the what if for that is what if 1% of the population were born as essentially savants, just objectively better than the rest of us. And then the question of what do the rest of us do? How does it change social structures? How does it change our world to have these supermen be kind of commonplace? And so I take that, and then I try to extend it and expand it in every direction I can think of while keeping consistent to the rules. That's really important to me. You know, so you get your one what if, but you don't halfway through throw in a completely wildly different what if that changes what people can do or how the world works. Keeping to that sense of rules, I think for me as a reader, is incredibly important because I think readers, we want to disappear into your world. You know,
right.
If an author makes something up, we're in. We want to follow.
Don't make me leave.
don't make me leave. Exactly. Don't shake me out. Don't change the rules on me for your convenience. And it's one of those things that sounds very commonsensical, but is often very difficult because I at least don't usually know exactly how things are going to work out when I start or how I'll possibly solve these problems I set. And I'm a big believer in set massive problems in front of your characters, problems that seem absolutely insurmountable, and then find a way for them to surmount them.
I know that people love to put writers in different genres. I just think of your work as fiction. I know that, you know, if you're writing about a possible afterlife scenario or you're writing about savants who are pretty much better at one little thing than the rest of us, whether that's reading body language or playing the stock market, there are elements of what, science fiction or fantasy or whatever. But what's great is that line is so thin, really, that I think for a reader of your books, it takes like four paragraphs to say, okay, well, this could be tomorrow.
Thank you. That's really important to me. I mean, for me personally, as far as what I'm interested in writing, I want that feeling of immediacy. You know, if it's science fiction, for me, it's 5 minutes into the future or one sidestep into a different way of thinking about things.
Or just a sliding doors version of the world.
Yes. Wow, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, exactly. A sliding doors version of the world where you've stepped through this other door and now you're in it, and I try to play by those rules. Genre is an interesting thing. I think it's, for my money, genre is really to tell you what aisles of the bookstore you might want to browse through, or perhaps which ones you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it can be a little damaging to a writer to be buttonholed as one specific thing, because a lot of people, for example, a lot of people think they don't like science fiction, but you look at a television show like Lost or Black Mirror, you look at the Avengers movie, you know, all of these things would technically be science fiction. And so it gets disruptive. To me, I want to tell a very human story, a story that I'm passionate about, that hopefully you will be too, and that you're going to recognize the world and the people and the things they're dealing with.
And maybe end the book a little bit more conflicted about something than when you began it.
Hopefully. To me, I think that's one of the things that gives fiction purpose. Ultimately, I'm always trying to tell a great story. I'm trying to keep you up past your bedtime or make you miss your train stop. I mean, this is why I fell in love with fiction in the first place as a kid. But I think when I look back on the books that I've read that linger, that really mean something, it is that. Across that time, my point of view whiplashed. Maybe my opinions whiplashed.
If you ever read one of your bios, it talks about how you have done some reporting. You know, you've followed things or done things to experience what a character in your book might do. Is there anything you haven't done? You had the opportunity and you said, you know what? That's just a little too dangerous, or I don't need to do that.
That's a good one, too. Yeah, I mean, to me, that kind of research is so much fun. I love being able to experience other ways of living life. You know, I've spent a lot of time riding along with cops and going out with homicide detectives and gang cops. I've trained with SWAT teams and gone diving for pirate treasure and held a human brain and been attacked by canine dogs and been pepper sprayed. and it's true. You can look.
Oh,
it up.
I know.
I mean, to me, I really get a lot of juice out of that. First, just personally, it's fascinating to see another side of life. And then I try to bring it into the books as much as possible, just to give them that verisimilitude. As far as something that I have refused to do, while we were shooting, I had hosted a television show for a little while called Hidden City, and that's what I was pepper sprayed for, which was a pretty excellent experience.
And really, when you tell someone you've been pepper sprayed, for a TV show is about the only answer that really can make it sound.
It does, except I actually got pepper sprayed for the sizzle reel we made to sell the TV show, which I only remembered as my head rocked back with full pepper spray and both open eyes that I was not being paid for this. So questionable moment. But one thing that came up in that regularly was being tased. And I have a lot of cop friends and soldier friends, and they all just say, yeah, skip that one. Don't do that unless you have to be.
Marcus Sakey is the author of several books, including his latest, Afterlife. The book is scheduled to be a movie directed by Ron Howard with a screenplay by Sakey. He'll be at the annual Books in Bloom Literary Fundraiser in Eureka Springs at the 1886 Crescent Hotel and Spa Sunday afternoon. His website is marcussakey.com, and you can see the entire list of writers scheduled to talk Sunday at booksinbloom.org.